Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Blue Moon Odom. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Blue Moon Odom. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting third. The right fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry throws the ball into McCraw who tags Donaldson trying to return to first, for the out. Campaneris scores. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball four. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops it up and throws to first, with Odom covering, for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry McNurtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNurtney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday, who is chasing the ball. McNurtney reaches third base with a triple. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Odom fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Donaldson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Fisher reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops it up and throws to first, with Odom covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Cater moves to second. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom is 0 for 1 in the game. Odom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cater moves to third. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. McNerney hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alomar for the out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bando for the out. Monday moves to second. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Odom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-2 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Odom bunts between the mound and first base. Fisher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Odom for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Ward, and towards Aparicio, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Monday reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Odom, and towards Donaldson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alomar. The throw from Roof and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alomar scores. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field. Berry picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Berry. Jackson moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 3 in the game. Gosger is walked intentionally. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Phil Roof. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Gosger moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Bob Locker now pitching. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Odom strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gosger moves to third. Robinson moves to second. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Duncan now catching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.